Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, good morning, everyone. Or I always forget, it may be the afternoon where you are, where you're listening today, or it could be in the evening. And I know we've just had people in China, Iraq, in Canada, in the Philippines. Oh, goodness, we've had people that have called in, the Netherlands, people that have called in from all over, all around the world. God truly is blessing this ministry, this program that is every Wednesday, and I'm just amazed at God. So in awe. You know, we serve such an awesome God, and, you know, He really knows how to, He really knows how to do things. And so I just give Him, again, all the glory and honor and praise. And I'm excited about what God is doing in the earth, but I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. Praise God. And we just had a good time these last couple of weeks, and God has just been moving, and you've had testimonies, and it just blesses me continually to just hear the reports, you know, that you share, and just what God is doing in your life, and how He has blessed you through this ministry. Again, I just totally stay in awe, and excuse me, I just stay in awe at what God has done, and I know that God is, He's raising us up for such a time as this. You were brought into the kingdom to do great and mighty exploits as you know God. And so before I get started into the program today, because I'm excited about the word that the Lord is allowing me to bring to you today and to share with you, go back and listen to the program, but I'm going to be talking about the Leviathan spirit, and how that spirit is, how it oppresses you, and how it has ruined relationships. And I believe that out of the teaching today, that the revelation and the knowledge that you are going to receive, that you're going to be able to bless somebody in a relationship and help them out. And even you'll be able to see in your relationships as well with others how this spirit has oppressed you and even others that you're in relationship with. But let me first, I want to just invite you, you know, I've been so blessed by so many of you, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate your honesty and your love, your prayers, your love offerings that you send are a great blessing to me. As I've shared once or twice before, maybe twice throughout these last 5 years, this radio program will be 5 years old in April, April the 10th. And so many of you, you have blessed me at times, and I'm grateful to God for the love offerings that you have sent in and your prayers at times whenever I've mentioned things. You know, not that I've said a whole lot of specific things, but just from time to time, I appreciate you. And I appreciate that. And some of you, you've shared with others to tune in and to listen. And, you know, my goal and what the Father has put in my spirit is to help you in your journey to accomplish what God has put out there for you to do. And, you know, and know Him. God said that we would do great and mighty exploits. Some of you are on your way to see mighty exploits manifesting this year. But anyway, okay. See, I keep on trying to get back into where I'm headed today because I know someone's going to get free in their mind. Even thoughts that you've had concerning a relationship, just wondering, you know, about it. I know that you're going to be blessed by it. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come out to Church of His Glory. You can go to the website, www.churchofhisglory.org, and you'll be blessed by the presence of God, by the love of God that is in this place. And also, I just want to tell you that the glory of God just keeps increasing. You know, we're so blessed and honored that the glory of God shows up every time we come together, and there's never a service that's like the next one. They're always different, and I love that about the Lord because He's taken us on a journey, and we're learning more and more about Him, His beautiful presence, His love that we cannot even fathom or comprehend. But as we keep pursuing Him, pursuing His presence, He is faithful to show up and to bless us with His presence, but with His glory, where miracles continually happen. And, I mean, miracles that just, you know, God gets the glory for it. There's one particular miracle that has been quickened to my thoughts, and that is we had someone here a few months ago, and she was sitting in the service, and all of a sudden she took her glasses off and she cleaned them. She put her glasses back on and she's turning. She's looking all around. She took her glasses off again and cleaned them again. And I'm just kind of, you know, I'm in the pulpit kind of noticing what's going on because we have a small congregation. So just real easy to see everybody and everything that's going on. And then the next thing I know, she took her glasses off completely and she covers her left eye. And she's just looking with her right eye, and she's looking all around. And then she takes her hand off of her left eye, and then she is looking around, and then she covers her right eye. And so she's looking around with her left eye and just blinking her eyes, and I'm thinking, Lord, what is this woman doing? And finally, I was quickened to, she has become aware of the glory cloud. Now, I don't put a lot of emphasis on the supernatural manifestations of God because if that's all you're looking for, then you're missing out on what this journey is about, and that's about relationship and knowing God. And because when it gets down to it, it's just going to be about you and Him, about me and Him, our heart. You know, because He said to render your heart and not your garments, because He gave you the garments, you know, the supernatural things. But when we develop that relationship with Him, what happens is, you know, we grow in Him. We grow in the things of the Lord. And that's what He wants us to do, is to continue growing in our relationship with Him. So anyway, okay, so the glory cloud shows up and she's seeing that. Well, come to find out after the service, and I think actually it was later on during the week because she had shared this with someone, but whenever the Holy Spirit quickened me that she was seeing the glory cloud, I just looked at her and told her, I said, you know, the glory of the Lord is surrounding you right now. And she kind of fell back. I mean, she was sitting down in her chair, but she just fell back and her head went back. She was slain in the spirit, just, you know, sitting there, because the glory of God was so strong, the power of God was so real. And come to find out after the service, about a week later, I found out that she was fixing to head out to Mexico, and she was going to be with her family, a lot of family members that were in Catholicism. They were Catholic, and she really wanted to be a testimony, you know, to them this time. And the Lord just came and supernaturally filled her and ministered to her and prepared her for the time that she was about to spend that next week with her family. Now, you know, no one, that wasn't a word of knowledge. You know, God didn't give me a word of knowledge. He didn't show me anything. All I'm doing is just simply sharing the word of God. The glory of God was there. And so God got all the credit for that. You know, he got all the glory for that. And I'm so grateful. Excuse me, I have to take a sip of water here. So grateful that he built himself in that way. And so when we get our eyes on him and we get focused on him and we cultivate our hearts, we must cultivate our hearts for the presence of God this year. You know, when I think about Esther, and for a whole year, she prepared herself. You know, she soaked in the oils and the flowers, you know, in the pool. She didn't want to do some of the things she didn't want to do, but she still did them because she was preparing for one night with the king. And what are you and I doing to prepare ourselves so that we can have that intimate time with the bridegroom, you know, with the lover of our soul? And, you know, this is, I'm just going to kind of start going into where the Holy Spirit is taking us today. But, you know, God is moving so powerfully, and he wants us to be overcome by his presence. You know, he wants us to be so overcome, and he wants you and I to get our wow back. He wants us to get our wow back, being in his presence, being aware of his glory. He wants our hearts to be consumed by him. You know, just totally consumed by his presence. Oh my. Just overtaken. But you know, there are things, as we very well know, there are things that happen the enemy would want to use to keep us in a place from not being able to totally receive from him, you know, from the Lord, and to be able to cultivate our hearts. And, you know, when we cultivate our hearts, well, you know, one thing, you have to break up the fallow ground of your heart and sow into righteousness. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says to sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. And then it says, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And sometimes we just don't want to wait. We don't want to seek him to that place to where, you know, where the reign of the Spirit comes and he rains righteousness upon us. So, you know, we have a responsibility. And that's one way to prepare your heart, to cultivate your heart. And actually, if you just read the whole chapter, it's great. Chapter 10 is great because he goes on to, you know, saying how you've plowed wickedness and you've reaped iniquity and so forth. And so we need to, you know, we need to prepare our hearts, break up the fallow ground. But there is a spirit that has crept in to the church, and there's not been a whole lot said about this spirit, you know, that I've heard in any teaching from others, and I'm sure that there probably, you know, that there probably has been teachings in other places. In fact, I know that there has been. But this spirit is called a Leviathan spirit. And, you know, years ago, I think it was around 88, 89, the Lord began to show me, the Holy Spirit began to quicken me and give me information concerning this spirit and the oppression of it. And, you know, some of the people that I would pray for in my meetings that we had in our home, and, you know, would show me how this spirit would infiltrate and would just ruin people's relationships because it's a very divisive spirit. But there is a way that we can overcome the oppression of this spirit and, you know, and what this spirit wants to bring into relationships. And so this spirit is really ugly, this Leviathan spirit. And so I want you to turn, let's see, let me get here just a second, because there's different scriptures, but let's just go, if you have your Bible and you can open up and you can read this, or you can just write this down so you'll have this to be able to refer to and to look back up on and study. And, you know, I'm just grateful that God is opening the door up. I believe that many of you are going to receive revelation today, that you're going to see things that you haven't seen. You've known something maybe is wrong, but you've not known exactly what it is and what you need to do in regards to this spirit. And then I'm going to give you some things that are going to help you to war against this spirit, because it's really rising up very strongly, this Leviathan spirit. So Isaiah chapter 27 in verse 1 says, "In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, that crooked serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea." And so that Leviathan spirit is a crooked spirit. And so God said in his word that he would make the bumpy places smooth and he would make the crooked places straight. And so Leviathan is a crooked serpent, a crooked snake. And so something that is crooked can be twisted. And so what the enemy does in this Leviathan spirit and how he uses this spirit in relationships is to twist, if you will, let me fix this right here, okay, is to twist words and communication. Now, you may want to write that down. He twists words and communication. Twist words and communication. He twists words. You know, sometimes when you person to someone, I mean, you're standing there, you're talking to them, you're looking at them, and the person will turn around and say what you said, but it's not exactly what you said. And what has happened is they have twisted the words that you said, and so there is a gap now in your in that place of communication with you. There's a gap there because it's now been made that you said something that you really did not say. And so that's what this spirit does. It twists words, and it causes places of lack or gap in that place of communication. And so sometimes, you know, you may feel like the person that said it, not the person that came back with words that were twisted about what you said, but what happens is the person, you know, in saying something, you know, you can start to feel like you're crazy and like you're losing it because, you know, the enemy, that spirit oppresses you and makes you think that you said something that you didn't say. And so, but the other person is oppressed by that spirit and has twisted what you have said. And a lot of times what happens in relationships is the enemy will come. You know, you'll say something will get, it just taken out of context. And next thing you know, there is a lack of communication. There's just almost an argument that goes on, and what that person, because they're being oppressed by that spirit, they're actually doing what you have been accused of. It's, you know, an accusation can come against you, and or words can come against you, and it's actually that person, again, I'm repeating this because you need to hear this, they're actually doing what you're being accused of. Well, that oppression of that Leviathan spirit has come in to twist the words and to mess with the communication. And the one thing, or one of the things that the body lacks, is being able to communicate with each other. That's what has weakened marriages. And, you know, in relationships is the lack of communication. So when we sometimes, so what we believe that we've heard because of that oppression isn't exactly what we actually heard, because that spirit causes the words to be twisted and to be, you know, turned around, or however you want to say that. Study and look up the word twisted and what that means, and crooked and what that means. And so, therefore, the enemy has caused, you know, has just caused such a great, how can I say it, has just caused a... I'm trying to think here. I keep on getting things. Let me see if I can fix this here.
Okay.
So what has happened is a lot of relationships have been destroyed and have been ruined because of the oppression of this spirit. And, you know, there's some things that I'm going to share with you that are going to help you to war spirit and to... you know, to help you, you know, so that you can overcome in this area, and it'll be easier for you to be able to discern some things now in your relationships and to see some things that the enemy, where he has been using, you know, what that book, Leviathan Spirit, what that oppression brings to you in a relationship, the enemy has, you know, has tried to use it. Because the whole thing is if we're not operating in the love of God, if we're not willing to, you know, to talk about things and to really get down to the bottom of things, when things go crooked like this, when things go the wrong way in relationships, we won't ever be able to have that, we won't ever be able to have that place of freedom and liberty and being united with one another and really walking in that place of unity. The oppression of this spirit has kept many from being able to walk in the unity that God has purposed in his heart, that he has purposed for us to walk in. And, you know, offenses come, people get so offended by things, and what's happening is, you know, this spirit has been oppressing, the body of Christ has been oppressing people, and the enemy has just used it to keep such division in the church and, you know, in the body of Christ. And again, it's really hard when you have said something that someone misinterpreted, and the whole thing is that spirit came and twisted the words, and so now that place of communication is broken between y'all, because it seems as though something has been said that really wasn't said. And I know probably just about everyone listening today, or whenever you do listen to this program and you hear it, it is, you know, you've experienced this. And like I said, sometimes, you know, you feel like you're crazy because you know what you said, but yet the person sometimes that you know that you're talking to is not agreeing. Is, you know, they're saying, no, you didn't say that. But what happened is the oppression of that they heard was twisted by the enemy. The words were twisted. So then that spirit, here in Isaiah 27, we said even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, when something is crooked, of course it's not straight, but it is dishonest. And so that spirit will cause honest words of honesty that someone has spoken, when someone's oppressed by that spirit and the words become twisted, it becomes dishonest. So then out of that comes an accusation towards that person. So this is what you said, and you're saying, no, that's not what I said. You know, you're not hearing. It's the condition of people's hearts, the ground of people's hearts, the soil of their heart. It's condition of people's hearts that hear it differently because they're being oppressed by that spirit. And it's not something that people intentionally do. It's, you know, when you're in bondage, when you're oppressed by a spirit, you don't always know that, of course. Because if you knew that, then you would get free because you wouldn't want to be in bondage. But then a lot of times what happens is even when if you're not willing to commit to the Lord and to, you know, to recognize what's going on, you know, you can be on both ends of this. You can be the one oppressed by it, or you can be the one that's being hurt by it because of, you know, the things that are spoken. When the enemy twists words, when words are twisted around, it's like they're, they're when something is twisted, it's forced out of shape. It's a perverted meaning. You know what was said when something is said, and the enemy is always wanting to pervert the love of God. So he uses different avenues. So if something is being perverted, and your words are being perverted because of the oppression of this spirit, then the hearer, because of the condition of their heart, they're not going to hear what you're saying. And so then you have two people saying two different things. Well, you said that. No, that's not what I said. That's what you heard. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you said, no, that's what you heard me say, but that's not what I said? What happened? That Leviathan spirit came and oppressed in that circumstance. There's, you know, the whole hypergrace message and people coming out, pastors and leaders, and this is not to condemn anyone. This is a true fact of what is happening, because I have been in relationship with some leaders and pastors who are now saying that the Bible is just doctrine. No. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. The Bible, the Holy Bible, is the living God. God is the Word. The Word is God. The Word became flesh through Jesus Christ. The Word of God is life and spirit. It's not some doctrine of man. And so, you know, we better get our, in this season right now, we better get our sword out, get our boxing gloves out, however you want to say it, but get your sword out, you know, work with one hand. We've got to work with the other hand. We've got to war, because there is a downright onslaught on the body of Christ right now, because the Antichrist spirit is rising up, and the body of Christ in America or anywhere, I've posted this on Facebook, is not going to change by supermen. In other words, men and women building their kingdoms. I just, you know, some of you may just have to forgive me today, but I pray that you see the truth that the Holy Spirit is, that you're being yielded right now to the Holy Spirit and your eyes are being opened up. There's been too many in the body of Christ that have been building their kingdoms, that have been raping the body of Christ for money. And my Bible says that you cannot serve two gods. And so something is about to change. Something is about to take place, because there is a remnant of God's people. There is a remnant that is not merchandising the anointing, that is not operating under the oppression of a Leviathan spirit and under control and spirit of divination and witchcraft and so forth. But there is a remnant that has been through the fire, that is operating out of purity, that really has a heart for souls, to see people set free, to see people walking in freedom and liberty in their hearts. The love of God always wins in any circumstance. To say that the Bible is doctrine, that even the very words of the Bible have been mistranslated. That's actually what has been said. That's actually what some leaders have said, is that, you know, that the Bible has been mistranslated. And I mean, oh my goodness, the Antichrist spirit is just rising up so, so very, very strongly. But you know what? God's glory is manifesting in a greater way, because God said in Isaiah 60 that, you know, gross darkness was covering the people. Yes, even nations, peoples all over. I mean, darkness is just everywhere, but the glory of God is greater. The glory of God is more powerful and in you and in me. And, you know, the intimidation of the enemy, you know, just the intimidation of the enemy that is trying to come. You know, we've got to press on, you know, beyond that. We have got to press on and know that God is for us, that he is not against us. And, you know, we simply cannot be afraid of the enemy and what the enemy is stirring up right now. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in this world. So how do we combat this spirit? And in a minute, I want to hear from you. Several of you have called in, and several of you have, you obviously hit the one, and I want to hear from you. You know, this year, as I'm sharing the word of God with you and truth with you, and as the Holy Spirit leads me, I want to hear from you. And so in a little bit, I'm going to start taking some of your calls, and I just have to limit each caller when I have a lot of people that are wanting to call in, and you have a prayer request, or you have a praise report, or you just have something that you want to share. I want to give you that opportunity as, you know, in as being part of the body of Christ, but I want you to also know that as I give you that opportunity to share something, if it is not in alignment with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, excuse me, I will have to say so, because you're on my program and I'm responsible for what I, for what people speak if I, you know, give you that opportunity to speak. But I want you to be involved. I want to, this year on Dove Ministries of Love, is going to be about me sharing the Word of God and giving you the insight and the revelation, the wisdom and so forth that God has given to me. But I want to hear from you too. You know, I want to hear how the Word is blessing you. And many of you share, well, the Lord was just speaking to me about this, or I had just prayed about this in my life. And you know, the many things that you have shared, and that's what this is about, the body of Christ coming together. But I don't want to hear your opinion, because if some of you have seen me post and some of you know me personally, you've been around me, opinions stink, just like our nose. Everybody has an opinion, and an opinion doesn't do anything but stir up strife and contention. Because it's not about what you and I think. What it's about is what the Word of God says. And so I know I'm being a little bit bold here, but, you know, the Holy Ghost makes you bold. And the Word of God is what is going to work. It's not your opinion. Why waste time to hear someone's opinion? It's, you know, that just brings division. And so I've said this for many, many, many years. Like I said, those, some of you have been around me, you know, for over 20 years or for about 20 years. And I've never asked people for their opinion when it comes to the things of God, the Word of God, because it just simply doesn't matter. Okay, so moving forward, moving on. But I want to share with you a few things that will help you. Now, some of you, you're probably already, you know, you're already seeing how you've been in this situation and how, you know, you just feel like you're going crazy because you know you didn't say what that person said you said. You know it. And then on the flip side of that, you possibly, because of the condition of your heart, whether you've been hurt or whether there's bitterness there or you have an open wound or whatever the situation might be, you know, sometimes you can say something. You know, sometimes people, you know, people will say, well, that's not what I meant. But that's what you said. And so sometimes you say things out of that place of hurt or anger or bitterness or open wound, and the oppression of that Leviathan spirit is there. And so you'll say something, and then the other person may respond to you, and you'll say, well, that's what I meant. Well, no, if that's what you meant, then that's what you would have said. And so there, again, that is another manifestation of the oppression of that Leviathan spirit, because it's twisting. It's, you know, there's a lack of communicating. There's a lack of communication there. You're trying to communicate something, and you said it one way, and then the other person that's with you comes back and will say the truth. And then you turn around and you say, well, that's what I meant. And I know everyone has probably done that too. And so it's like you say what you mean. You say what you mean. And so when your heart goes through that healing process and you see, you know, the power of God healing in your heart, the righteousness, you know, you're sowing into righteousness, you're cultivating your heart, the reign of righteousness comes, and the Lord comes, and your heart is healed, then no longer do you say things that are twisted or with a lack of communication, but you say exactly what you mean. And so, you know, if you're going to prophesy, if you're going to be one that prophesies, and everyone can prophesy, not everyone's a prophet, and being a prophet is, you know, prophecy is only part of what it is to be a prophet. I mean, you know, you do prophesy, but anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But everyone should be prophesying. Well, if you can't even communicate something correctly, then how are you going to speak the exact word of God? Because God said you don't add anything to my word and don't subtract anything from it. And so when that oppression of that spirit is operating, then you'll find yourself, again, you'll find yourself, you know, saying, well, you know, that's what I meant to say. So, well, if you have those things there, that oppression is there when you hear the word of the Lord, you may not even know it, or you may not even receive it as being a word from the Lord, because that oppression of that spirit is there. And some of you do hear the word of the Lord, but you're not speaking it, you know, because you're not sure. And so, that, again, is just the oppression of that spirit. Okay, I'm going to share just five things with you, and then I want to hear from you. We've still got a good amount of time left on the program today. But this is how we can make war on that Leviathan spirit and cast it down. And, you know, one thing is to walk in the love of God. You know, when the love of God, when you're operating in the love of God, and it's the love of God that is flowing out of you, then you're going to be aware. You know, you're going to be aware of that spirit wanting to operate and wanting to bring division and to tear down, you know, communication between you and your spouse or you and your children or you and your friends. and us as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And so we've got to choose love. I mean, love is always going to, as I said a while ago, love always conquers everything. It wins every battle. It just always does. Okay, and then the second thing is you have to walk in humility. You have to be willing to walk in humility. And so that means that, you know, there's no condemnation for those who follow after the things of the Spirit. Only those who follow after the things of the flesh does condemnation come and guilt. And so when you're following after the Spirit, there's no shame in if you have been operating under the oppression of that Leviathan spirit. There's no shame in that. Don't be ashamed of it. And just know that there's freedom through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to pray for you before we go off the air today. I'm going to pray with you for anyone who has operated in a Leviathan spirit or who has been hurt by a Leviathan. And so either way, whether you've operated in it and you know, you've been deceived and you've operated in it, or you have been hurt by it, I'm going to pray for you. And remember, only the love of God is present today. This is not to condemn anyone. This is not to put any guilt on anyone. But you have to be humble. You have to be willing to walk in humility. So that's the second thing, is wear that coat of humility. You know what? And don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that you are a weak person and get you stuck in that place. Oh, because I was bound by a Leviathan spirit. You know, I twisted words and I've been hurt. Don't let the enemy label you. And just remember that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. And humility will always reveal a strength from a weakness that you have walked in. Now, that's good news. I'm going to say that again, that the when you're delivered and the humility comes, humility always reveals the strength that has come in your weakness. Praise God. Humility, you know, the world's perception of humility, and even some of you listening today, or whenever you're listening to the program, humility may seem like a weak thing to you, but humility shows the strength of the Father in you. Because if you're going to walk in humility, you're going to go low, and you're going to keep going lower. And sometimes you may be like what I have said, Lord, how much lower do I have to go? I mean, I'm already sucking the carpet fibers. They're up in my nose, and my eyelashes are stuck to the carpet. Lord, how low do I have to go? And he says, low, 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 low. Okay, I'm just being silly. There's a song that my grandchildren told me about. But you just keep going lower, and you become really just that shell. You become a shell. When you die to self, you become a shell. You're a shell walking around that is housing the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit that you are cooperating with, that you are walking with in this journey, that you are being led down that pathway of righteousness that is giving God all the glory and all the honor in your life. And you live a life of humility. Humility will always shut down the enemy. it'll shut down that Leviathan spirit. It will shut down. So you have to be humble, and you have to be willing to say, okay, well, the reason why I heard that when she said that or when he said that is because I have hurt in my heart. I have a wound in my heart that's still going through a healing process. And, you know, I didn't hear the anger in my heart, the bitterness in my heart. I need to deal with that because that spirit is able to oppress me and cause me to hear something that somebody's not really saying. Humility. And, you know, when you see God's love, just when he manifests just his embrace in your life and you see and you begin to see that he's really there, you know, for you, it's like you don't care. It's you know, the more you spend time in his presence, the more you want to change. Because the more time you spend in his presence, remember the last couple of weeks we've been talking about dwelling in the secret place. We've been talking about being overcome by the holy presence of a holy God. We've been talking about a place of habitation, not just a place of visitation, but a place of habitation in his presence, in your presence, Lord, in your presence. And so it doesn't matter what you've been bound by. It doesn't matter. So humility. So please wear that beautiful coat of humility. And I'm telling you, you'll shut down the enemy every time. Okay. Now, the third thing, we're going to do this really quickly, is declare the word of God. And, you know, and that's in Isaiah, that's in several different places, but declare the word of God. Speak the word of God over you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so then Jude 20 says to build up your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit. So when you pray in the Spirit, you start hearing from the Lord. Because you're building up your faith, and then you start declaring the word. You start speaking the word. And so because you've been declaring the word, you've been speaking it over yourself, over your spouse, over your family, over your friends, wherever you are fellowshipping, you know, over that part of the body of Christ and just however the Holy Spirit leads you, when you declare the word, when you speak the word of God, you are annihilating. It's like you've got a sword in your hand and you're cutting off the enemy. You're cutting off the enemy from around you, wherever he is, you know, coming in, trying to infiltrate his cunning, crafty ways. You're cutting him off. And so declare the word of God. Okay, so we've got love, humility, declaring the word of God, and then you have to learn to listen. And when you learn to listen well, you really, you know, people want to talk. I mean, because they know that you are listening to them. You know, people know that when you're not. People know when you're not really listening. I mean, because when they're saying something, you jump right. If you need to address what they've been talking about or what they've been want to do is just talk about you. And so, you know, James, remember he said, let every man be swift. First, I love what he said. He called the brethren beloved. Beloved brethren, he said, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. The wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. You're cultivating your heart for the presence of God. And what happens when that Leviathan spirit manifests, no matter through the hurt or through through the one speaking, the one listening, it doesn't matter. Wrath begins to, you know, to come in, especially when you end up getting into an argument. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did too. That's exactly what you said. You know, and so what is that doing? That's just stirring up wrath. And it's not benefiting. You know, there's no, it's not manifesting the righteousness of God. It's, or I should say, as the scripture said, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So his righteousness isn't being manifested. And he's drawn us by his spirit onto a pathway of righteousness so that we can reveal his righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. And, you know, sometimes when we think about, when we're reading that about wrath, we're, you know, we think about God, it's like in terms of, no, wrath is simply anger. That's what wrath is. So for the, you could say, for the anger of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Have you ever seen the righteousness of God manifested in a heated moment of anger when you're talking to someone, or when you're in a feud or a dispute or disagreement? You know, anger starts to manifest because you want to get your point across. Well, that's where sometimes that humility has to come in. And you have to accept, you have to be willing to see what is in my heart so I don't respond the way that I respond, so that I hear the truth that is being spoken to me, so that I don't push away the truth, okay? So that's the next thing is learning to listen well. Listen with, and listen to someone, not waiting to respond to them. Listen to them. Believe that. Even if you could say some, if you had some really amazing things to say, listen with your heart to that person. If you can't listen to people, listen. You can't listen. Listen. You can't listen to God. You know, turn, when sometimes when you're talking to someone, or like you're talking to your spouse or something, you know, sometimes you just need to turn the TV off. If y'all got the TV on, you need to turn the music, everything off. So it's just your voices that are talking. So there's nothing else at all. And so, you know, to be talking and then there's nothing, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I just get a little bit ruffled. But it's, you know, I just really don't like it. And someone may be able to relate to me, but I just really don't like it when someone calls me and says, oh, well, I've got about, you know, 8 minutes here. I've got about 10 minutes. I'm on my way to work. I'm on my way to the, I'm on my way to the store. So I've got about 10. Don't call me when you just have a few minutes, because I like to talk. Don't just call me when you have a few minutes. Call me when you have time. Or someone calls and, you know, they'll call you and they'll say, oh, I just wanted to holler at you real quick, but, you know, don't pay any attention to the noise in the background. I'm just, you know, doing blah, 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 blah. What? We don't give each other our full undivided attention. What is that showing? We're not giving our full undivided attention to God. We're not spending time in the secret place. We're not dwelling there. We're not dwelling, listening to him more than us talking to him. Some of us, yeah, pray a lot, but what about that place of habitation? So when you're listening to someone, listen to them. As a counselor, you know, someone who, you know, I counsel people still, and not too many, well, anyway, let's move on. But counseling people, I have to sit there and I have to listen to people. And sometimes it's like, boom, I know what to say. Boom, I know what. But you know what? I just have to push all of that to the side, because I want that person to know that is sitting there in front of me, I want them to know that I don't just hear them talking to me, but I'm listening to their heart. I'm listening. I'm hearing the pain in their heart. I'm listening. I'm hearing the fear that they're being afraid. And they know that I am truly listening to them. And so see, that Leviathan spirit comes in and tries to break down communication. Because communication, you can't have a relationship without communication. And so I pray this is helping someone. Okay, one last thing here, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to start taking the callers. And depending on how many callers I have that call in will depend on how long, you know, you'll have to talk. But this is the last thing, and that is, it's only five things, and there could be some more things that the Holy Spirit gives you. But these are just five things to share with you. The last thing is praise and worship. That is a great way to declare war on that Leviathan spirit. Because praise and worship, what does praise and worship do? Praise gets us, we're in the outer courts, and we're praising God. We're thanking Him. We're acknowledging who He is. So that right there is going to shut the enemy out. Because we're declaring who He is. So when we're declaring who He is, what are we doing? We're focusing on Him. And then, of course, when we get into that place of worship, it becomes all about Him. You know, true worship, when you enter into that place of true worship, you're not aware of other people around you. When you get into that place of true worship to the Lord, when you're worshiping Him, it's not about anybody else. You don't care who's walked in the door. You don't care who farted. You don't care who did what. I know I'm just being silly. Somebody's like, did she just say what I thought she said? Well, yeah, because things happen. I mean, it's not always just in the church setting, but it's wherever you are. It's like whatever is going on, you're not, you know, you're not thinking about every time somebody gets up and goes to the bathroom in church, or they go and get a drink of water, or but when you get into that place of worship, you are just so focused on Him. What does that do? That totally shuts down the enemy. That shuts down the work of the enemy. I mean, there's just no room. There's no room left at all for the enemy to be having any kind of you know, authority to manifest anything. And so we need to focus more. You know, if we would just start focusing more, wow. When you meditate and you focus and you're thinking upon Him and totally Him, then it just changes your perception. It changes how you think. You know, it just changes, it just changes everything. We need to be focused on the right thing. Amen? And so, okay. Okay, so let me pray for you, and then I'm going to start taking the callers, those who are wanting to call in today. Father God, we just thank You today for Your word and for Your spirit. And Father God, I pray for every listener today or whenever they are listening to the program. Father God, I ask You right now in Jesus' name, Father, to let Your presence surround them wherever they are at. And I take authority right now over the oppression of that Leviathan spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You that right now that the power that that spirit, Leviathan spirit, has had, that authority that spirit has had, Father, I thank You right now is being annihilated, because Your anointing is going forth, destroying the yoke. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, I thank You right now, Lord God, that Leviathan spirit is bowing right now. And every word that has been twisted, every place of the lack of communication, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you begin to move into those places by the power of your Holy Spirit. And where hurt came, where that person just thought they were crazy, Father God, I thank you right now for removing every reaction to the oppression of that Leviathan spirit. Father, I thank you right now. Every reaction right now is being removed, removed, removed right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you pour into those places in their hearts, Lord God. Father, I thank you, you begin to just pour in, Father God, the oil, the balm of Gilead, the oil. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for that one who has literally thought that they were losing their mind. Father God, I speak a sound mind. Rabba soko rabba sata. Rembendele boshtuku rabba se. In the name of Jesus, I speak a sound mind over that person today, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, where forgiveness is needed, that it is being released now. Even as some of you have said, you know, I have spoken things that have been twisted, that I shouldn't have said, when I should have taken responsibility and not accused someone else of what I was actually doing. Father, I take responsibility today. The Father says you're forgiven. You are forgiven in the name of Jesus. Receive forgiveness today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, even for those who have said, well, I haven't really been a good listener because my mind's just always thinking about what I'm fixing, what I want to say to that person when they get through speaking. I just release forgiveness into your life today as you ask God to forgive you for being one who has not really listened when that person has needed your ear. They've needed for you to be that sounding board and sometimes it's not necessarily even that you have an answer for someone, but just listening to them and that person knowing that you really care about them, that you really care about their heart, that is healing, even if you don't have an answer to give to them. Father, thank you right now for healing hearts right now. Father, I thank you for where anger was, anger is bowing right now. Father, I thank you that where the road that was crooked, that you're making it straight now. Father, I thank you that where dishonesty was now, that honesty is going to be. Father, thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for turning people's lives around today because their hearts are changing. Father, thank you for the oil of your spirit that is being released even now. And Father God, I just give you all the glory and honor and praise. Father, thank you, Lord God, that each and every one will begin to declare war on that Leviathan spirit. They'll walk in the love of God. They'll wear the coat of humility. They'll listen well to those who are speaking. They'll declare the word of God and speak the word of God, and they'll focus on you through that place of praising you and thanking you for who you are and worshiping you in spirit and truth. Father, thank you, Lord God, that their focus will change. And so, Father, I just give you the glory and honor, Father God, and I thank you for blessing my brothers and sisters today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. God is so faithful. Isn't he just faithful? Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to start taking the calls right now. And let's see here. Okay, this is it actually a phone number? But it says, Robin, you're on the air right now. Can you hear me?
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi there. Who is?
Hi. I'm Robin from the Netherlands. Hi.
From the Netherlands. Hi, Robin. Praise God.
I changed my name on Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now you can see when I call in, you know it's me.
Okay, I'll know that's you. All the way from the Netherlands, praise God. Good
yeah.
to hear from you. So what's your thoughts today, your heart today?
Yes, what I heard was it happens in many, many occasions that people have difficulty to listen, or they break in conversations, and I'm doing that also, and what I get from today, I was this week I was making coffee, and I was just asking the Lord about my situation, and you know what he said? You should listen better. And it's not the first time, he said it a few times. Over, let's say, not in a week, but it has been for a while. And yes, I know about Leviathan, and there are some other adversaries that can be very difficult to deal with. But we have the Lord, and I still believe that with His help, we can manage it. But it would be great if I can get prayer for this, that I get more patience to listen out of love, like you said, the five things, and I just like pray for that.
Okay, I sure will. And one thing though, the patience. I don't know if you've been on any of the programs or heard any of the programs when I've shared about patience,
yeah.
And that is that in order to have patience is a byproduct of peace. And so the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And so, when we walk in that righteousness, we're walking as uprightly as we can, before the Lord, and then the peace comes out of that peace. Patience comes. And so patience is, again, it's a byproduct of the peace of God, because you can't have patience without peace. So whenever I get a spot in a moment to where I don't feel the peace of God, and, in a situation or circumstance, so that I can be patient, because I know as I've grown that if peace is not there, there's no way I can be patient. So then what I do is I ask the Holy Spirit to quicken me to the Word so that I can respond correctly in a situation so that I can be patient. And, I'm telling you, everybody has the issue with that. I'm sure everybody listening right now can say amen, raise their hand and say, yes, that's me. Because that's part of that Adam nature, that human nature of us. But anyway, and then out of that, when we become so patient in what we're doing, then the joy comes. And the joy of the Lord gives us strength to be patient when it's hard, not to. But I appreciate your heart. And Father God, I just come into agreement with your word and your spirit and the desire of your son's heart today. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are ministering, that you are reiterating, that you are reaffirming to him, Lord God, how you are leading and directing him right now. And Father, thank you just for just reassuring him even today through the word. And Father, it's something that we all have to be continually reminded of, to just fully devote ourselves to. When we're in conversation with someone, to really to listen to them and hear them. Father, thank you for his heart of honesty. And Father, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to just quicken him as he walks with Holy Spirit every day on the pathway of righteousness that he's on. Father God, that he will be quickened by the Holy Spirit, and that, Father, thank you that your grace is sufficient for your son. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise God.
Well, amen.
Thank you so much. And, I just appreciate your honesty. And Yes.
I still one question. Okay. If you are in a conversation like with two people, or maybe three, but I take two as an example, and you are just telling a story or something, and that other person is wanted to break in, or let's say it's the other way around, the other person is telling something, and you get all kinds of impressions or other things. Is it right to ask then the Holy Spirit to hold until you have the chance to say something back, or that you maybe can write something down, or just a practical? Do you have a practical advice?
Yes, on that, because of course, like I said, I have to learn that myself too, like in counseling appointments, you know, and but just in conversation to really listen to people. And a lot of times you get stuff that you need to say or that you, well, not need to say, but that you want to, you feel like would be appropriate or it would be helpful or beneficial to that person at that moment. There's two things here. One thing, you know, that if the focus comes back on you, then of course you need to be quiet, because that moment is about them. And so if it's something that is going to be beneficial to them, it's like sometimes you don't want to, you have to be real sensitive to where that person is in their conversation and speaking to you, so that you're not, so that you don't throw them off of where they are. Because sometimes if you interject something, it can cause them to, you know, they'll stumble at that moment. And so it's just learning to listen, and it's a growing thing. It's not like, oh, this is what I do, and now everything's cool. It's you grow in it, and you learn. As you learn people, as you develop the relationship, sometimes you can, you know, like sometimes I'll kind of, like, raise my hand, and I'll say, may I interject something? And then, you know, it's just, again, in every relationship, you know, it's different, but always remember that in that conversation with them, if that person is sharing something about themselves, it's if you want to say something, but it puts the focus on you, then what you've done is you've just shut them down. You've just shut them off, and what you've told them is that what they're saying is not important, because, you know, you just start talking about yourself. You see what I'm saying? So that wouldn't be the right thing to do. If you know, you hear, if you're quick into something and it's like, yeah, I want to share this about and let them know that I've been in the same place, in the same situation, wait until they're totally through. Because, again, otherwise you're shutting down their conversation. But I am going to have to shut down our conversation because I've got three other people I want to get to, and we've got 10 minutes. But does that help you? Does that help you in?
Yes, a lot. Thank you for your advice. And many blessings, and maybe till next week.
Okay, yes, I'll be back with y'all again next week on the 25th. Okay, this is a holler out there to the Netherlands. I just released the glory of God in the name of Jesus, and maybe one day I'll get to be out there. And so remain blessed. Bye. I think it's already gone. Okay, here we go. Area code 202. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, good afternoon. God bless you. My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl, and Cheryl, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
Praise God. And what can I help you with today, or what would you like to say?
Thank you so much. Today is my first time calling. I was on the blog talk yesterday and saw your program, and the Holy Spirit reminded me to come back today and to listen. Everything. I don't want to cry. I really don't want to cry. I'm trying not to cry. But everything you said, it was, it led me here because I encountered something several weeks ago with that spirit, and I didn't have full understanding. in terms of what transpired, the Holy Spirit had allowed me to pray for ministry for 3 days consecutively in terms of leadership. And I never disclosed that to anyone. And weeks later, opportunity came up with that ministry where they had Q&A, and it was like an open door for conversation and dialogue that you can ask anything about leadership that you desire. And I entered through the door and basically just asked the question in terms of what was the expectations of leaders who served in the ministry, as I was a prayer leader on that line, but it seems like there would be outbursts of frustrations and irritation and agitation, but I never really knew what was the expectation for those who were being called leaders on the line. And I asked that question in a very simplistic manner and encounter a verbal attack, and clearly my words was misunderstood. I did stay humble in accepting of the words. I never my spirit stayed quiet, and I just at the end in the conclusion just said thank you for your words, and brought only clarity in two small areas that I never did disclose with them that they had allowed me to pray for 3 days. But because of my posture, there was a shift in their attitude, and I think there was an awareness that came forth with them where they realized they were in error with the things they said. Nothing had life in it. It was basically an attack on my character and anything that they knew about my past and overcoming and gaining victory and things of that nature. But God has shielded me, and even as you were ministering, I started feeling the anointing, and as you prayed, the Spirit of God just washed over me because I never could understand and I never could cry or anything. I have since removed myself from the line only because it did expose some things that I knew God was just saying move away from, and I had to move away. And I didn't have a full disconnect, but I got that closure today. So I wanted to just thank you for
well,
the ministry.
God.
And just timely. Amen. Bless you.
Well, praise God. Well, God bless you too, Cheryl. And I just pray for the continued peace in this situation, and to just for you to know that, you know, that it wasn't it wasn't personal against you, even though it involved your person. You know, it was just about the truth. And anyway, you can write me, you can email me. If you'll go to the website, I think I have a few to share with you, but we've only got about 5 minutes now. I've got two other callers left. But if you would want to email me on my website, I'll be glad to share some things with you that I think would be very beneficial. And just to help you, if you would like that. So just go to the website, www.dove-ministries.com, and then we can communicate.
Thank you so much. I'll do that. God bless now.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you too, Cheryl. Bye-bye. Praise God. That's beautiful. It seems like that when you've been through situations and circumstances and how God just comes in like he does. And, you know, that was her first time, so that just blesses me to no end. Okay, area code 216, and the first letter, the first number is 8. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Apostle. This is Gwen.
Hi,
can
Gwen.
You hear me?
Hi,
how you doing?
Loud and clear. Great.
Okay,
what's
good. I just wanted to tell you that it was, again, a very awesome program. And a lot of things that you spoke on, I have been experiencing too, because I think what I had decided to do real quickly was to really, like, listen at this point in time in my life for the purpose of God in my life. And I started this love walk, and I just felt like when I really started the love walk, I was just attacked on every end. You know, just I felt, and my problem could be, too, And I'm guilty of listening, because when I hear a lot of these harsh things, and it's like I hear hurt, I hear anger, I hear pain, mm-hmm. I hear disappointment. And what I need to do is, like you say, walk in humility and just, like, listen. But I feel like I have been saying lately, Lord, no matter what, I'm still going to walk in that love. I want to walk in that love. And it's like I hear everything that attacked the love. And when I fell in love with Jesus, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And then I decided, mm-hmm. when that happened, I wanted to know him more. I really wanted to know him more. And then that's when the forgiveness came. I'd rather be on the end where I need, well, somebody need to say forgive me than I need to forgive them. Meaning, I don't want to hurt nobody. Because I can remember my mom always said, Gwen, you know better. And since she went on to be with the Lord, I kept that near my heart, because she was very forgiving and had walked in humility. So I found myself saying, my father was a poor genius. I found myself saying, hello, my name is Gwendolyn Todd. I'm loved by God, and I'm saved by Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? No matter, you know, because of the attacks that come, it's like it was an attack on the love, because I wanted to choose to love people even when, you know, when you know it's wrong. But, you know, and I just said to God, I thank God he's answering so much, and I'm going to prove that to you real soon. I'm going to show you real soon. I really am. I love this program. I know that you're part of my destiny, and my destiny is wrapped up in you. I know that. I know that, because it's the what you're given and what we're learning here on this line is so crucial. It's for the now, right now.
It is.
I'm in my now when I'm on this line with you, and I want to cry, too, because if I did or said anything to hurt anybody, that is not my heart. I want to just be that person that carries the love of God. And in order to do that, you got to be walk in humility, and you got to be willing to forgive. And you can't just, you know, be so quick to think somebody is attacking you. It's not you. It's not personal. You know, it's about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just want to hold on to that love. If something happened even in my marriage, and I decided to take the low. What you said, low. I got tickled, because that's where I go. I'm gonna go in the locale. I'd rather walk in that humility and show the love. And can I tell you something? It won. The love won. I could have. I had every right to retaliate. But I didn't. I decided I'm going to just love you, because Jesus said that he loved us, the church, even while we were yet in our sin, and he died for us. So if he could die for me, I can live for him in this humility and in love. But I want you to pray for me to listen more, because when I hear it, it hurts when I hear the, you know, the disappointment.
Okay, let me pray for you. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got 60 seconds left.
Okay.
I have one more caller. I'm trying to be sensitive
to
everyone.
Okay, well, just don't pray. Don't pray.
No, honey, let me pray. Oh, no, let me go ahead and pray real quick for you.
Okay.
And we'll just cut this real quick. Father, thank you right now for Gwen. Father, thank you for her heart, Lord God, and she just wants to be that person that exemplifies you, that exemplifies love, because, God, you are love. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that for just the big heart that you've given to your daughter. Father, thank you for the healing in her heart, the restoration. Father, even for those who have been negative against her, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that she chooses the low, and that every time she does that, Father God, that she puts you in remembrance of your word, because she is lowering her soul and walking in that place of forgiveness and repentance. And Father, you said surely that you would lift her up, Lord God, that you would exalt her in due time.
So, Father, I thank you for her due time that it is now and that it is being manifested and that you are lifting her up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's your due time. I love you, Gwen, and I look forward to talking to you again next week, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's beautiful. I love that. Okay, last caller. And is this Miss Jan?
Yes, it is. Hi, Diane.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a couple of people from 727 area code that calls, but I thought, okay, you've got like 1 second. No, you have a few seconds. Go on ahead.
Okay,
we are off the program. It is over.
Yeah.
But going ahead really, really quick.
Okay. Well, the Lord has been talking to me about this. It's very timely.
Mm.
It's also a regional, more like a principality that he's been saying, and it works through flesh. So,
yes.
Like, describe the scales as being so tightly together that the spirit can't come between them. And so, you know, to the degree we allow God to transform us, this gets less and less. But it's been very strong in the region I live in. I know I've been affected by it. You know, just giving up your right to be right or even to defend yourself, like you said, go low. But I have been attacked lately rather strongly. But just reviewing how God has changed me, and I don't need to defend myself like the last caller said, you know. And I will listen better. And he just gave me a picture while you were talking. The wheat and the tares, it's very much a similar concept as the scales being so tight. That the wheat bows with humility, but the tares are there. They're between. They're between. It's like they're choking
That's
out
right.
the real spirit-led life of the spirit. So anyway, I mean, I have more to say, but I'll leave it for now. But it's such a timely word because it's affecting the body, but it's not really a spirit to be cast out because it's fresh that it operates through.
Right.
Just a comment. But anyway, if you'd love to pray, that would be awesome.
That's right. And listen, I appreciate what you shared. And next week, I'll put you on first because I want you to finish sharing a little bit of what you were sharing. And we're going to continue on because this really is a now thing. And, you know, a while ago, I was just quickened when you said that, you know, that you were willing to give up your right to be right? Or how did you tell me what you said again?
Well, basically, our flesh has to die, but we don't need to defend ourselves.
Right.
You know,
not
the wheat and the tares
part.
Grow together. Oh, we give up our
not
right to
part.
Be right. Or just
Yes. Okay, that right there. That part right there. I'm like, that's what I wanted right there. Our right to be right. That is just a very powerful thing to say.
Yeah.
But what I want everyone to know from this, because we still got several people on the line here, but what I want everyone to know about that is that you are giving up your right to be right, but only to man. You're not.
Amen.
You're not really giving up the truth.
Amen.
I
totally
see what
agree.
I'm saying?
Yes.
You're giving
if we're
up.
Spirit-led, we're not flesh-led. So if the flesh is going to defend itself, we're in a mess. But if the spirit breathes into the situation, then whatever he tells you to do, it's fine.
Right. And so you're not. So I just felt like the Holy Spirit quickened me to just let you know you're really not giving up the truth.
No, not at all.
And so, you know, in saying you're giving, you know, you just, in that situation, you gave up your right to be right. But I just, again, you know, I was quick, and people need to know this. It's like you're just giving up your right to be right with man. Because who we want
exactly,
to be right
to
with
defend
is
yourself,
God.
To defend yourself against man or men's opinions, well, that flesh realm, the flesh realm. Amen. I totally agree. Sorry, I didn't phrase that better.
No. It's, you know, again, the Holy Spirit quickened me, and then, you know, for you, but also for others just to know. And sometimes that's what it feels like, is you're giving up your right to be right, but it's like you're never giving up your right to, when you're standing in the Spirit and in truth, it's just, it does fall back on that, because we don't have to defend ourselves. And a lot of times we try to do that, or that's the natural thing that we want to do that. But God said, I'm your defense. I'm your defense, and I'm your vindicator. And so we never have to give up the truth. It's just with man sometimes, you know, you're just like, well, okay, you believe whatever you want to. It's just like when Peter, and who was with Peter in the book of Acts, and he said, well, you be the judge. He said, well, then you be the judge whether it is right for me to obey you or to obey God. But as for me, we are going to obey God. And so it's like, you know, you just when you walk in this love and you lay this down, you just let, it's like people are going to judge you. If there's a person, if they're the type of people, unfortunately, religious, spirited, oppressed people are going to judge you anyway. So it's like going ahead. But I'm not going to be affected by it. I'm not going to be affected by your judgment of me. In fact, I'm going to put you on the altar, and I'm going to love the devil out of you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to put you on. I'm just trying to make some people smile. But no, you're just saying, I'm going to love you, but you can just be the judge, okay? Just, you know, sometimes you just have to let those kinds of people, unfortunately, you just let them think that they're right. You know, you have the truth. And when you have the truth and you know the truth, that's what you stand in. And that's why sometimes, you know, when you go low and you don't say anything, like what Gwen was sharing and Cheryl, and, you know, it's like, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go low. And so then the devil's like, well, now you look like a fool, and you look like, well, so what? Let me be an obstacle. Let me look like a fool. Because I'm going to stay in the Spirit, and I'm going to stay in truth. So, you know, going ahead and judge me and do whatever, but it's not going to move me. I'm not going to be shaken by it. It's not going to move me. I'm going to stand in the truth. And so if I look like a fool, if I look like a liar, if I look like the one that did, so be it. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not trying to impress you. And I'm trying to impact you with the kingdom. I'm trying to impact you with the things of God. You know, I've said that to people many of times. I'm not trying to impress you. So if you want to be impressed, you may not want to be in this meeting tonight. So there's the door. You know, because I want to impact people's lives and hearts. And so, you know, it's, okay, see, I need to be quiet now. I've taken it way over here. Lord, forgive me. Okay, y'all, please forgive me. We're not supposed to be on the air right now. Okay, I love y'all. I love you, Jan. Thank you so much. And again, I'm going to put you on first next week, because I want you to share what you were, said you could get into and share. And so, okay, I'm going to silence you now. Bye, I love you. Okay, praise God. I love each and every one of you, and we are going to just continue on next week. Thank you for all of the things that you shared, your input. Y'all are awesome. I love each and every one of you, and I'll be back with you next week, same time, on February 25th. Okay, bye.